Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Randy Hendricks, 54, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until 8, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Randy Hendricks, 54, of Richland Center. Brent Anthony. Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet, died July 13th at his home. Memorial services will be held Friday from 4 to 6 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Brent Anthony, Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center, died July 17th at Pine Valley Community Village. Services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 6, and again Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Foundation, St. Jude's, or a charity of your choice. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center. Donald G. Powell, 77, of Sandusky, died Sunday at home after a long battle with cancer. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 1 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. A memorial fund has been established. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Donald G. Powell, 77, of Sandusky. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming, died suddenly June 3rd while at work. There will be a celebration of life at 10 o'clock Sunday at Rock Laramie Church in Laramie, Wyoming. A reception will follow at the church. James Cannon, 58, of Laramie, Wyoming. William S. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Richland Center Fire Department. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for William S. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center. David Owen, Doc O'Connor, age 66, died July 8th at home. A celebration of life will be held in the near future. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation to the family in care of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. David Owen, Doc O'Connor, age 66. Helen Ann Gillingham, 82, of Gillingham, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. No formal funeral services will be held. Memorials may be directed to the Fancy Creek Cemetery Association or a charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral Service is assisting the family of Helen Ann Gillingham, 82, of Gillingham.